have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Took me a while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this phase, accepting all my flaws, embracing authenticity. 'Cause there's nobody quite like me. Oh, I like being me. Who I'm created to be. Original, not
Monday again, just rolled around here real quick, didn't it? Not yet. And we are on the Jonathan Live broadcasting globally. And I say that power, I say that with force, I say that with confidence. Globally across social media platforms and Blog Talk Radio. Why do I say global? Because, you know, I just had, I was in a conference this weekend, and there was a lot of wisdom that was handed down and imparted and information. And I thought about it. I said, you know, this is a global platform because we know abuse knows no boundaries. It is not to a particular city, a particular state, a country, or even a continent. It is for many, many, many thousands of years across every nation, across every creed, religion, platform, whatever race of people, abuse has been there. So I thought about it because we are in the business of eradicating abuse, and abuse is global, then this is a global platform because anybody that has a social media platform can log in from anywhere on the globe. So, yes, we are broadcasting live globally across social media platforms and also on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I am your host, Cynthia R. Bennett, and here on the Jadissa Live Talk locally and globally. I am going to keep putting it out there. This is a global platform. Wherever you located, you can hop on, and all of these sessions are recorded as well. So even if you are asleep now or you're in a different time zone, when you wake up, when you have time, you can always go to our Jadissa page or our website, www.jadissa.org, and you can go and listen to any of the previous podcasts on the resources page because we're here to meet the need globally. So our platform is to raise awareness, provide resources, and offer hope through educating and to provide resources. I want to thank you, our viewers and our listeners, and ask that if this podcast is helping and assist you, your family, your friends, and associates, the Jadissa organization is asking that you take time to go to our website and our Facebook page and look at the causes that we raise for survivors and their children. Also, we are, the programs that we offer, majority of our programs are free. If you have your children that want to come and be a part of it, we offer direct services. We do workshops and stuff. So whatever you need, we are there to meet that need. Our faith name is Jadissa, J-A-D-A-S-A. And I want you to go out and hit like and share. I want you to like this post, and I want you to share it because you never know who on your timeline may need this information or they can refer to somebody that they may not even know what's going on in their life. So please like and share, because we are global. We are going global. This is a global podcast because abuse is global. Abuse is around everything. And so we are a global podcast. But before we get started, I want to read quickly the announcement. We won't be on here long. Again, I want to read the announcements. And so I'm going to put them into the stream. Many of you know we have our sisters. You can log in at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time in the U.S. Central Standard Time in the U.S. at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, where we can share, we provide resources, we talk one-on-one, we give information, testimonies, stories. We just have a conversation for talk, a conversation for discussion. We work with our teams and stuff. And so this is also a weekly support group session, and it's global because it is online anywhere in the world. If you can log on at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, or you email us at info@jadissa.org before the group starts, and we will let you in, okay? This is a global group circle. We encourage you to hop on with us, okay? Also, in 2 weeks, our Spring 2022 Developer. This is a program for girls ages 10 through 19. It is a free program. where you come in, you learn how to build your own app. We also provide workshops, entrepreneur workshops. We do personal finances. We've added this year as well. It will be a 15-minute session every Saturday on personal finances. How many know we need to teach our young girls right now how to save? We need to talk to them about investments. We need to talk to them about, you know, we need to start now with them instead of getting if in age of 18 or 19 and then going through the different mistakes that I've made. You know, let's get them now. So this program, it starts March the 5th to April the 23rd. It is for 8 Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You will learn your mobile app. You will come in. We provide free lunch. We provide free breakfast, and we provide snacks. We even provide the laptop. You don't even have to bring your laptop. All you have to do is commit to those 8 Saturdays. And then once you create your app and we go through the procedures, we ask the families, show you what they have created. Now, what we also do, because we know financial abuse is an abuse too. That's why we teach them about this, so they can understand they can make their own money. Now, at the end of this program, we also give them a certificate of completion for the program, and we also give them a $50 gift certificate. What we're saying is we're making an investment in you. We are investing in you and your creativity, so they will understand that, oh, I can, my ideas cost. My creativity, I can put a price on it. So we're starting them out now, a part of this program, this developer program. For example, we had one young lady, she liked to do braids. She created an app with different braids, the styles. Instead of having a business for it, she would just forward her app to her friends, and they could click on their app to see her braid, her prices, and the time that allotted for that particular style. That is 21st century, 22nd century tech old, if I don't know. And guess what? They can make their own money, or they could go into the IT field if they choose to. But this is just to get them in out there to whet their appetites, let them know they can be creative. They can be creative and have their own money and their own business. So I just want to bring that to your attention. But now, bottom where it says Developer 2022, and the seats are limited. We are practicing based on the CDC social distancing, so we only have limited slots. We provide, you know, we give you the face mask. If you come without one, we take the temperature and all that. We do all the whole nine yards to make sure you are safe just as well as we are safe as well. And we also have a new instructor this year that has joined with us, and her name is Twyla Bailey. She will be our instructor again, an additional instructor for starting with the spring 2022 class. So I implore you to go out there and look at what we have offered. And I think I have some pictures out there. You won't be disappointed. Amen, Marguerite Jefferson. Thank you. You won't be disappointed. So to get back to make sure you get the kids, 10 to 19 out there. We want the girls because we want to instill in their minds, hey, I can be paid for my creativity. I can get paid. And we're investing. We want them to know they can invest in themselves and people can invest in you. So this is a good program. We're asking you to, you know, invite your girls, your nieces, or anybody that you know that may want to be a part of this program. Again, the seating is limited, but we need you to come out there and go out there before the class starts. So tonight, I want to talk about global statistics surrounding domestic violence. I'm sorry. We're going global. I want to do some research because I have an RSS feed on the JALISA website that tells me any news that's dealing with domestic violence around the world. It pops up on this news feed, live feed. And so I wanted to see what was going on globally, because if we're going to deal with this and we're going to provide resources and empower women and educate women and edify them, build them up to let them know, hey, you can go on, you can make it. We need to know what kind of statistics is out there globally. Because, again, if you are anywhere on the globe and you can come on this platform, you are invited. So we know that intimate partner violence is, and by the looks of the latest domestic violence statistics globally, we are far from beating this. We are far from beating this, but our vision is still to eradicate the abuse. Sorry, you all, I got something in my throat. So unlike before, this is no longer a private matter. You know, we used to say, well, most of us grew up in a house, what goes on in the house stays on in the house. No, that family, it affects children, neighbors, cousins. It just affects the community when we have incidents that happen that maybe some of us didn't know about what was going on before, but then when it has reached to the level of being on the news, it affects people. You know, and then we go into, you know, if you knew the person, then you try to go and try to see if you remember some signs or you saw some stuff. You know, so this thing is globally. So I just looked at some statistics around the world, and we're just going to share this quickly. It says more than half of the Congolese women, that's in Africa, Congolese women have been raped by their intimate partners. More than half. That means more than 50% Americans are serious violence survivors, which means a third of them have been abused to the point that it was serious. It wasn't just maybe the push or the shove. It may have been dealing with some kind of weapon or gun or just beating where you in the hospital or you was injured. Over a third. Here's another statistic. Battered U.S. women are 75% less likely to die when they don't leave their abuser. Battered women are 75% less likely. And men, it says, I don't want to even get off of the men. I'm sticking with what I'm talking about. Globally, this one, 200, globally, 275 million children witness firsthand violence at home. 275, that is a big number. 270, let me see, how many people can fit into that stadium that was the Super Bowl this year? Anybody, if anybody know, put it in the chat. I don't know, is it about 150,000, maybe 200,000? Okay, so even if it was 200,000, let's go with 200,000. That means 12 to 15 stadiums of children witnessed violence firsthand at home. That's a big number. Reported intimate partner abuse cases have ballooned over threefold in China 1 month into the COVID-19 lockdown. That means threefold. What's threefold? Threefold, 30% ballooned over threefold in China only in 1 month into the COVID-19. What I'm saying is abuse is not a ethnic thing. It has nothing to do with your ethnicity. It has nothing to do with your religion, your belief. It has nothing to do with your upbringing, where you came from, how much money you got. It has nothing to do with any of those things. Because you hear it, I've just given you some St. Louis, Missouri, United States, right? It says domestic violence support requests, Spanish women spiked by 700% in the first 2 weeks of April of 2020. Domestic violence support requests, that means over 700% of 700%. This thing is global. This thing is, you know, I said, okay, I was thinking too small. I'm not saying we small. Don't take that. I'm not saying we small, but I have to realize what we're talking about and what we share. And I want people to come in if you want to come on, you know, email me, because I want to have people to come in and share stories, to provide resources, share what you're going through, because whatever you're going through is going to help somebody, even if you've gone through it and came out of it. 1,000 women in Pakistan each year. Now, we already know, right? According to the statistics, up to 89% of Pakistani women have been abused one way or another. 89%. Up to, these statistics, by the way, are from 2020 and 2021. So this is recent. This ain't nothing like 5 years ago. This is now. This is really based out of the pandemic that started. It says 89% of Pakistani women have been abused one way or another. You cannot tell me this thing is not global. And I have a mandate that I am going global. We are providing resources. We're going to do whatever we have to do to meet the people's needs. Come online, email me, Facebook me, go into the chat room or whatever. We're going to do whatever we need to do in our power on use this platform. We're going to use this platform because I may can't go to Africa physically. I may cannot go across the country physically, but I can through this platform. So we have to. Almost 20% of South African women have experienced sexual intimate partner violence. 20%. So out of 10 of them, two. Yeah, 20. Out of five, one. Right? 20% of South African women. Survey, 25% of respondents admitted that they had raped. These are talking about the batterers in South Africa. 25% of respondents admitted that they had raped someone during their adolescence, and 50% of them had been multiple offenders. And guess what? Jonathan needs you. We need your help. We need your resources. We need your volunteering. We need prayers. We need information. We need you to come on and share. We need you because I can't do it by myself. And the crew we got, we all can't do it by ourselves. We can't. In Lagos, Nigeria, I'm telling you, I love Nollywood movies. I absolutely love, love, love Nollywood movies. That's movies that's made in Nigeria. I don't know what it is. I always sit here and watch it and put on that closed caption and watch it all day. I love it. But it says in Lagos, Nigeria, intimate partner violence reports have gone up by 87.5% wide. Of course, it's a bad thing. 89%, that means 89% of the people are starting to come forward saying they're being abused. Now, that's bad. But the good thing is 89% is reporting. It says 87%, 87.5% is reporting domestic violence in Lagos. That is good that they're reporting. It's bad because it's still happening, and that is a high number. But it's showing you that people are opening their mouths. People are speaking out against, even though it's tragic, the women's rights advocates and government authorities saying this is a positive trend because the increase constitutes or means that women's empowerment is coming forward, indicating that the victims who have been abused are able to come up with the courage to report their assailant, despite being discouraged from society, despite being saying, keep your mouth shut, don't say nothing. What goes on in the house, stay in the house. This is a family matter. Despite that, they are opening their mouths and they are saying, I like that word when they said they summon the courage, because it takes courage to do this. It takes courage to open your mouth and tell somebody if you don't know which way it's going to end, you don't know what the end is going to be, or you don't understand by you opening your mouth what's going to happen. But you say, whatever, I am going to open my mouth and tell what is going on. This is global. 7:27. I said I wasn't staying on here to 7:35. I'm only doing 30-minute podcast. This is global. Global statistics. Global. Abuse knows no boundary. It is not bound to a state. It is not bound to a country. It is not bound to a people. It is not bound to a religion. It is not bound to anything. It is global, and Jonathan is global. Jonathan is going global. So, if you know anybody, please like and share. Send this across the country. Send this to, hey, like and share on your Facebook page. If you got folks in Africa, you got folks in Australia, you got folks in the Philippines, send it to them, because this information can still help. It can still empower them. Someone you know is in need of help. You can call the 24/7 national hotline, domestic violence hotline here in the United States at 1-800-799-7233. Or the National Sexual Assault Hotline here in the United States at 1-800-656-4673. You can also reach out to us at the JADASA website, JADASA, JADASA.org website, on our social media pages, JADASA on Twitter, JM.JADASA on Instagram. Or you can call us at our 800 number, 1-800-292-2145. Now, this is for the United States. Now, if you are anywhere globally and you are on this platform or this podcast, you can also find services in your area at the Coalition's website in the United States. Now, if you are global, you can Google domestic violence hotlines in your respective country. Now, I will leave you with this. Jeremiah 29:11. Says, for I know, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, God is thinking good thoughts of you, thoughts of peace, because he wants to give you the end you expect. He wants to give you your expected end. If you expect your end to be peaceful, loving, joy, happy, if that's what you're expecting, that is what he wants to give community-based organizations. You are our local community, our global community. And because we are a community-based organization, you are JADASA. Remember, it's JADASA 24/7, 365 days, all day, every day. With that being said, I want you to be safe, I want you to be well, and I want you to be whole. Good night.